Next of all, we have Natalia Slover. Is that correct? Is that correct? No, that's correct. Very good. Maybe a pet peeve of mine for being on the radio for 30 years. I make it a point. Put my notes down. Make it a point to try to remember how to say people's names, because I say a lot of names on the news every morning, especially, and you think this is not a big deal, but it's a big deal. When you read the obituaries of people who have passed away, I want to make sure I say that name right. That's the last tribute to that person that's on the radio, and I don't want to mess up somebody's name. But there are names that come up sometimes, I'm like, I wish I had a pronouncer on that, because I have no idea how to say that. And oftentimes I'll call the funeral home, if it's in the daytime, and to say, okay, can you tell me how to pronounce this name, because I am not sure. I don't mind asking, but anyway. Natalia, correct? Okay. Tell me a little bit about you.
I am a sophomore at Trigg County High School. My pathway is engineering. I own my own custom cake business, and I'm also a powerlifter.
How'd you get to be a powerlifter? Tell me about that.
Well, it was kind of in my family. My parents are both bodybuilders, so that kind of came naturally. I kind of grew up in the gym. And I just kind of realized that everybody has their own thing, and powerlifting became mine.
That's pretty cool. So tell me, what are some accomplishments? Hold the microphone closer where everybody can hear you. But what are some accomplishments in powerlifting that you had?
In our school competition that we had this year, I became the state record holder for women's bench press. That was 145 pounds at the time, but that's since increased to 165.
How many in here can do that? Show of hands. That's pretty dang good. So your own cake business, tell me about how'd you get started in the cake business?
My grandmother has always been baking, and so I started to bake as well. And I realized that, among other things, that was one of the ones that I was good at, and I tried to turn a profit on it, and I did.
Cakes, cookies, what all do you bake? Tell me about what you bake.
Pretty much everything. So cakes, cookies, cupcakes. That's always been part of my thing. I love to decorate. I think that creativity has always been a pretty big passion of mine.
Food Network one day, we're going to see you on the Food Network one day. What do you think?
Well, probably not. I used to really want to be on the Kids Baking Channel, but that has since expired.
That'd be pretty cool. So I know her. I'll interview her one time. So tell me a little bit about what do you see as maybe one of the biggest challenges for Trigg County?
Honestly, I don't see a major challenge in Trigg County, but one thing that I will say is that I would love to see us continue to go in the direction that we have been going. And by that, I mean by this competition, the Amazing Shake, it's really an amazing experience for all of us. Everyone can take away something from it, as has been stated, and I really think it's amazing. I think it's a testament to how much our teachers really care about us, and it really brings a sense of community.
I agree. I really like this. It's the responsibility of wealthy nations to provide aid to less developed countries. Do you think that's the case or not? I mean, obviously, the United States sends a lot of aid to other countries. What do you think about that? Should we do that or should we not?
I think that there's conflicting views with that. I will say that, in my opinion, my feelings towards that are inflicted on how that affects nations globally. And I'll say that I think it's really important for nations to work together on things that affect all of us. So some people might say, I don't necessarily, but it all depends on who you ask.
How important do you think it is for a person your age to be knowledgeable about political issues and politics and government in general?
I think it's really important for people our age, because eventually the people in charge are going to be us. It's not always going to be the people who are in charge right now. So it's really important for us to be educated, and it's really important for us to make good decisions now.
Do you see yourself a part of the government someday?
Though I have some interest in it, I don't believe that I see myself as part of the government.
No political office in the future, then. I'd highly suggest sometime you should be a legislative page. I mean, that's a great opportunity to learn about the system or go to meetings. Does technology help you as a student, or does it scare you a little bit, or do you feel like you pretty much have a good handle on technology and where it will take you in the future?
I think technology has really helped me in many ways. As I mentioned, I'm an engineering student, And a lot of the things that we do in that class wouldn't be possible without technology. It's really enriched my learning experience, I would say.
What part of engineering are you, in fact, do you like to do? There are obviously a lot of track pathways you can go there, but what do you like about engineering? What attracts you to that?
I love the idea that you can start from nothing and build something just completely from your mind, and you can work with that on computers, and I think that that's just amazing. We've done several projects in this class where we started from scratch. So we made files on the computers, and then we brought that to life with 3D printers.
Tell me about one of your projects. What was it, and how did you develop that?
One of the projects that we had to do was called the Puzzle Cube. It was basically a toy for kids, probably for like Christmas or anything like that. And we had to design a cube that would fit together, and we had to make different pieces for it. And it was really interesting because that was the first time that we had all messed with computers and 3D printing. And so that was really amazing.
I think it was the biggest challenge about it. What was the hardest thing to do there?
The hardest thing was that all of our projects were different, and so we couldn't lean on each other for help. We kind of just had to go with it for ourselves, and so that was pretty interesting.
I think it taught you how to think outside the box a little bit, maybe?
It definitely taught us a little bit about that, and that kind of transferred over to our next classes that we had as well.
How has that helped you in school in general?
Well, in general, it taught me how to use computers, and we use computers every day in our learning environment, so that's been really helpful to me.
Where do you see yourself in 15 years?
In 15 years, I still see myself down the engineering pathway. I also see myself kind of expanding on this cake business that I have a little bit further. It's a very big passion of mine.
Just thinking about the cake business and engineering, can you combine that in some way?
No, I might not be able to combine those two, but recently I've been thinking about combining both powerlifting and this cake business. And through that, I mean, I would like to combine both health and baking.
How would you do that?
Basically, like, protein confectionery, I think, would be really cool. I'd love to have a place where people could gather and both work on their health and eat great food.
Sometimes a cake is not necessarily the healthiest food. You may have a really great business there, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, so that we may all need to go to her store here before long. You see yourself staying in Trigg County, coming back here, or where would you like to wind up in 15 years?
I love Trigg County, but I would also like to explore my other options, keep my doors open. But I will say that I love this county so much, and so I probably will return.
What do you love about it?
The community here is so great. We see this all the time. Teachers that really care about us, people that we can always lean on. It's really amazing.
What has this competition done for you? What's your takeaway from this?
Learning how to formulate a response with education and trying to be professional about it has been a really great experience for me. I feel like it's really preparing me for my future and bringing us all closer as well.
I like the good luck with your bodybuilding and cake business. I like that. I think it's a great idea. Let's give her a big hand to Tiger. Got you. Thanks to I'm good. They're good. You guys are good. I'm good. You guys are good. Continue. Okay.